Logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or one logos, mantram, theurgy by samala unwe or logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or two chapter one the logos invocation, the Holy Spirit we met a man named Juan. He was an excellent theurgist. He knew how to consciously come out in the astral body. One night, the most peaceful, the most silent night, outside the physical body, one invoked the Holy Spirit, suddenly a marvelous bird, a white dove of ineffable whiteness, with the head of a venerable elder and long white beard, deliciously floated over the head of the theurgist. That so big and beautiful, pure dove, with the head of a venerable elder, was something to see and admire. The white dove settled on the shoulders of a friend of Juan, and whispered wise advice to his ear. Later, the dove of ineffable whiteness, with the head of a venerable elder, stood before Juan. Filled with ecstasy, our good disciple questioned the Holy Spirit, "My Lord. Oh, my God. Tell me, how am I doing? Am I doing well?" The white dove, taking the shape of a sublime human figure, spoke of love, "My son, you are not doing well." Surprised, Juan asked again, "Lord, tell me, why am I not doing well?" And the Holy Spirit declared, "I am curing one of your patients, the ill woman, who is under your responsibility. You are not the one curing her, I am the one doing it, and yet you have charged money. That money you received should be returned. It was given to you with much sacrifice." In consternation Juan answered, "Lord, if I return that money, will I then be on the right path?" The venerable elder affirmed, "Yes, then you will be doing well, very well." The Holy Spirit and the third Logos, B-I-N-A-H, Juan embraced the venerable elder, filled with immense love. The elder blessed Juan, and left. The theurgist knew that this was his own Holy Spirit. He knew that this was Bina, the third Logos. Undoubtedly, every human has his white-haired ineffable dove. The Logos is the perfect multiple unit. And the Holy Spirit is the third Logos. And the prodigious force of the third Logos flows in the entire universe. We have been created by the third Logos. Logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or three, a liberation of the energy of the third Logos. The human being should free the energy of the third Logos from his obscure animal depths to make it return transformed into a torrent of liquid fire innards and upwards. The Kundalini ascends through the central channel of the spinal medulla until it reaches the top of the head. That is the creative energy of the third Logos. The second Logos, C-H-O-K-M-A-H, another night, Juan abandoned his physical body, he left in the astral body. Outside the body, then, he got rid of his vehicles, of his seven bodies. This is only possible through a supreme ecstasy. Juan moved in that second mediator principle known by the Kabbalists as Kokhma. This is the second Logos, the perfect multiple unit. Experience in the Venusian initiation in the state of supreme beatitude, Juan decided to study that Venusian initiation which the Divine Master received in the Jordan. The result was portentous, marvelous. Juan saw himself converted into Jesus Christ. He felt himself being Jesus Christ. He arrived before John the Baptist. He entered a marvelous temple. The temple was located at the banks of the Jordan. It was the temple of the Baptist. Juan, converted into Jesus Christ, arrived, therefore, before the Baptist. This great precursor ordered Juan to get rid of the robe. Juan obeyed. He tell absolutely sure of being Jesus Christ himself. Not one atom of doubt was in him. The Baptist was dressed in his priestly robes. He opened a type of cabinet, within which he had two sacred cups, the cups of the oil and wine. The Baptist took out a bee of olive oil, and ordered Juan, transmuted into Jesus, to come into the sanctuary. Inside, He anointed him with pure oil and sprinkled water over his head. At that moment exactly, Jesus entered through the pineal gland located at the upper part of the head, the shining dragon of wisdom, the internal Christ. At that moment, the Son of the Father, the first Logos, the Son of the Son, the second Logos, and the Son of the Holy Spirit, the third Logos, glowed in the infinite space. Transmutation into Jesus Christ, the marvelous deity, that internal Christ, glowed with immense and absolute whiteness within the internal vehicles of Jesus. Next, the priest ordered Jesus to sit on a special chair. From that instant, Jesus was called Jesus Christ. When Juan returned from such a state of profound ecstasy, he comprehended that in the world of the second Logos, the world of the Christ, neither individuality nor personality, nor the I exist. In the world of the Lord, we are all absolutely one. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or for the Ancient of the Days, the first Logos. On another profound and silent night, Juan took advantage of the instance of transition between vigil and sleep. He arose from his bed and the result was unfoldment. Juan, in his astral body, moved joyfully and happily. Suddenly he felt attracted towards the South Pole, towards the continent of Antarctica. Juan, deliciously floating in the astral plane, arrived at the glacial regions of the South Pole. When the Theurgist raised his eyes to the infinite, he saw a star shine full of glory. That star glittered marvelously. Juan felt in his conscience that this star was calling him, and floating in space, he reached 11, he saw that the star was the Ancient of the Days, the Father, who is in secret, his own venerable old man. Actually, each of us has in the depth of his conscience a venerable old man. He is the first Logos. The Kabbalists call him Kether. The good old man entered the soul of Juan, and the latter felt he was transformed. He saw himself surrounded by an immense aura, with which he engulfed the entire planetary globe. The Theurgist walked, he was full with a happiness impossible to describe with words. When Juan returned to his physical body, he comprehended that in the world of the first Logos neither individuality personality nor any type of superior or inferior I exist. The Holy Four, the shining dragon of wisdom, is the crown of life. It is that ray which emanates from the inner being, the monad. The shining dragon of wisdom is triune. One had read that the Trinity within their unit forms the Holy Four, the tetragrammaton. However, in spite of having read it, he had not fully comprehended it. With his understanding, he had only penetrated what the Trinity is, but something else was lacking. He wanted to complement that of the Holy Four. The Ansuphon. Another night, Juan, filled with ecstasy, abandoned all desire, all thoughts, all will, all conscience, every ideology, every preconception, and like a breath, came out of his physical body, through the pineal gland. He then saw himself, converted into a white atom, immaculate, ineffable, divine. That atom is the Ein Sof, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit emanate from the atom. When the great cosmic night arrives, the shining dragon of wisdom, of every man will be absorbed within the Ein Sof. There you have the Trinity being absorbed within their unit. That is the Holy Four, the tetragrammaton, of the Kabbalists. The superior beings of the Ein Sof One, in that state of ecstasy, knew that deep within each one of us is a star, of the infinite space, an ineffable superdivine atom of the abstract and absolute space. Suddenly within the depth of the starry space, One perceived a divine temple. One entered through the doors of the sanctuary. Some Gnostic archbishops were within the Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or Five Temple. One consulted one of them, asked something that he needed to know about the exact date of his cosmic initiation. The result was pleasing and the answer was exact. Next, he consulted about a few other things regarding the destiny of mankind, and something about his own nemesis, karma. The great Gnostic Archbishop, a holy and venerable elder, answered, "For us, all the activities of the human mind are similar to what the activity of the mineral kingdom is to thee. When we examine the human mind, it is like examining a mineral." Juan was terribly surprised. Actually, those beings that live in the world of the Ein Sof have transcended beyond all our comprehension. Those beings no longer belong to the human kingdom, not even to the kingdom of the angels, seraphims, or powers. A friend of ours, regarding the above mentioned, explained the following matter. An impossibility of the superior beings if those ineffable and superior beings live, to put it that way, in the abstract, of the superior worlds, they are in the impossibility of comprehending us, immersed in the contemplation of their divine atmosphere, and are in the absolute impossibility of descending to us, the humans, since their matter is incompatible with ours. Reincarnation of those beings we, then, had to answer our friend the following. Certainly, each lives in his own element. The fish live in the water, the birds live in the air, men, and terrestrial animals live on the dust of the earth, in the fire, the salamanders live. The tenebrous ones exist in the abyss. The divine hierarchies live in the superior planes of consciousness, yes, in the ineffable worlds. The human monad was an ant, a reptile, bird, and quadruped. It would be impossible for man to be an ant, reptile, bird, or quadruped again. Man has already gone through that course and cannot retrograde. The same applies to the ineffable beings of the world of Ein Sof. Neither can they retrogress nor return to the human state. It would be as if men became ants again. Nevertheless, every now and then, one of those beings of light descends from that elevated region to help mankind. Those are the great avatars, the great reformers, who from the soul of the centuries have watched over humanity. In fact, we are not abandoned. The Great White Lodge is here in the terrestrial world working in favor of mankind. Incarnation of the Logos and of the Kundalini. There is a very important task, to incarnate the Logos within ourselves, what is transcendental is to achieve the Venusian initiation, and let it be understood that the problem is absolutely sexual. Every man, every human needs to awaken the Kundalini. He needs to make that creative energy return innards and upwards. When the creative energy reaches the etheric, the latter is transformed into the wedding dress of the soul. On rising to the astral body, the chakras awaken, and the subject, the student, becomes an authentic theurgist. When this energy reaches the mental body, the powers of the mind are awakened. This is how the human mind becomes a Christic mind. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 6. When the creative energy rises to the causal body, or the manas of theosophy, the human will is transformed into Christic will. When it ascends to the body of the conscience, buddhic body, it gives origin to the Christ conscience. And if the creative energy of the third logos ascends to the inner being, we are creative gods. We are prepared to incarnate the Christ. That is how the verb becomes flesh. For that is the secret glue of the arcane Arizona F found in the union of the phallus, and the uterus is the clue of the magnum opus of the great work. The important thing is not to ejaculate the entity of the semen, the inseminus. So is the sexual transformation achieved. So does the kundalini awaken. The dorsal fires are Jehovistic. The fires of the heart are Christic. The rays of the Father sparkle from the forehead. That is why we must sublimate the sexual energies up to the heart. since the second Logos, the internal Christ, is located there. What is above should enter what is below, so that what is below will return to the worlds of great light. We have to work with the raw material of the great work, but sublimate this raw material, this Christonic semen, up to the heart, so that the creative energy of the third Logos will then be able to elevate itself upwards, towards the worlds of the great light. Only so will the theurgist be attained. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 7 Chapter 2 Mantram. The universal sound, all motion is coessential to sound. Wherever motion exists, sound exists. The human ear only manages to perceive a limited number of loud vibrations. Nevertheless, above and below these vibrations, which the ear registers, there are multiple sonorous waves, which nobody manages to perceive. The fish of the sea produce their peculiar sounds. The ants communicate among themselves by means of sounds that are inaudible to our human perception. Sonorous waves, acting upon water, produce the motion of elevation and pressure of the waters. Sonorous waves, acting upon the air, produce concentric movements. The atoms, on spinning around their nuclear centers, produce certain sounds which are imperceptible to man. Fire, air, water, and earth has their particular sonorous notes. The keynote and the seven vowels of nature, IEOUAMS, resound in the entire creation. Each flower, each mountain, each river has its own peculiar note, its synthetic note. The ensemble of all the sounds produced till the planetary globe produces a synthetic note, in the immense core of the infinite space. Each world has its keynote. The ensemble of all the keynotes, of the infinite, form the ineffable orchestration of the starry spaces. This is the music, of the spheres, of which Pythagoras spoke to us about. Vibratory affinity, if a musician playing an instrument, was to hit the keynote of a man, and prolonged that note to the maximum, that man would die instantly. All the cells of the human organism are sustained by sound, by the verb. The atoms of the entire organism live in incessant motion. All that is in motion makes a sound, and the Logos makes sounds. The synthetic note of every atomic movement of the human organism could, by a law of vibratory affinity, instantly kill the human being. It is said that when Joshua blew the trumpet, the walls of Jericho fell. Joshua hit the keynote of those walls. In the army, it is known that when a battalion is going to cross a bridge, they should break the march so as not to destroy the bridge's stability with their sonorous rhythm. If the note of a piano is played, and if there is another piano nearby, the latter will repeat the same note of the former. This is due to the law of vibratory affinity. Apply this example to the case we mentioned. Really, if the musician was to produce the keynote of a man, and prolonged it too long, by the law of vibratory affinity, the phenomenon of the two pianos would repeat itself in the man's organism, and then this would mean instant death. In other words, a very intense commotion beyond the resistance of the normal equilibrium of the man's structure. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 8 Geometry of the Word. The word produces objective geometric figures. Said figures are filled with cosmic matter, and crystallize materially. In the beginning was the verb, and the verb was with God, and the verb was God. Because of him, all things were made. The geometric figures of words are concretely demonstrated on recording tape. It is enough to pass the needle over the tape for all the words pronounced by the speaker to resound with intensity. Mantram's phonetic combination made with wisdom produces the mantrams. Therefore, a mantram is a wise combination of letters whose sounds determine spiritual, psychic, and also physical effects. Before all the languages of the Tower of Babel were revealed, only one language, a language of gold, a universal idiom existed. That language had its perfect cosmic grammar. The letters of that golden language are written in entire nature. Whoever has studied the Nordic runes and the Hebrew, Chinese, and Tibetan characters will be able to perceive by intuition that cosmic language with its enigmatic letters. Sexual larynx relationship. There is a very intimate relationship between the sexual glands and the creative larynx. When the boy reaches the age of 14 years, his voice transformed into the voice of a man. Said transformation is due to the sexual glands that enter into activity. Therefore, that intimate relationship between the sexual glands and the creative larynx is incontrovertible. The arcane AZF and the third logos. The energy of the third logos is expressed through the sexual organs and by means of the creative larynx. These are the two instruments through which the powerful creative energy of the third logos flows. When one works with the arcane AZF, the sacred serpent is awakened. The ascending flow of the creative energy of the third logos is living fire. That Pentecostal fire rises along the MED canal, opening centers and awakening miraculous powers. The Christified word is sexual. When the sacred fire reaches the creative larynx, the man can create with the power of the word. The initiate can think of something in the internal worlds and then create it with the word. The verb creates. The universe was created by the army of the voice, by the great word. Those who practice sexual magic, those who work with the arcane Arizona F should Christify the word. The word and sex are intimately related. The word is sexual. When someone works with a magnum opus, when that individual transmutes his creative energies, he should Christify the language. Vulgar, disharmonious, evil words modify the creative energy, giving them absolutely fatal types of vibrations. Logos, mantram, theurgy, samalon way or nine divine words, sublime, harmonic, rhythmic, melodious and perfect words produce sexual transmutations filled with glory. Our adorable Savior of the world Christified His word by drinking from the chalice of sexuality. That is why the verb is mantric. That is why the verb is sexual. If we were to speak in the golden tongue, then the fire, air, waters, and the earth would obey us. We would be authentic gods. If we spoke to a mountain in the sacred language and ordered it to disintegrate itself, the mountain would crumble to pieces in a frightening cataclysm. Deformation of the word. The sound of the cannon, its explosion, destroys the glass of a window. On the other hand, a soft word calms anger. But a rude and disharmonious word produces anger, or melancholy, sadness, hatred. They say that silence is golden. It is better to say, it is as wrong to speak when one should be silent, as ills wrong to be silent when one should speak. There are criminal silences, there are infamous words. The result of words spoken should be calculated with nobility, since many times one hurts others with words in an unconscious manner. Words filled with ill-intended devil meanings produce fornications in the world of the mind. Angry words engender violence in the world of the cosmic mind. One should never condemn anyone with the word, because one should never judge anyone. Slander, gossip, and lies have filled the world with pain and bitterness. If we work with the arcane AZF, we must comprehend that the creative energies are exposed to all types of modifications. These energies of the libido can be modified into powers of light or of darkness. Everything depends on the quality of word. Magical mantrams. Mantrams exist for each chakra. With such mantrams, occult powers can be awakened. In the same manner, there are a large number of mantrams to come out in the astral body, or to control fire, the air, the waters, and the earth, and others by which the capacity for defending oneself from the tenebrous entities which live in the abyss are acquired. For example, the mantram I, A, O, is the one of the arcane Azfi, Ignis, Fire, A, Aqua, Water, O, Arigo, Beginning Spirit. The I, the Fire, fecundates the A, the Water, of the Universal Genesis, so that life may burst forth. All this is realized within the O, within the Universal Spirit of Life. The internal master is the synthetic note. The sacred mysteries of the Logos were known among the Aztecs, Egyptians, Indians, Persians, Romans, and Greeks, etc. All the Hebrew paradises are full of rivers of the pure waters of life, from which milk and honey and sacred wine flow, delirium of those who drink from them. Really, all those sacred rivers, all those waters of life, all those lakes of the temples, are symbols of the chrystonic semen which the human being carries deposited in the seminal vesicles. During the esoteric sexual trance, the sacred fire of the Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or Ten Holy Spirit fecundates the waters of life so that the master may come forth. Certainly, the internal master is the synthetic note. Of all the notes, he is the God that we carry within. He is the verb. Time to vocalize mantrams very well. The moment to vocalize has arrived. The time to learn how to spell the golden language, to awaken the chakras, or discs, or magnetic wheels of the astral body. So, anyone can see, hear, touch, and feel the great mysterious realities of the superior worlds. We must get into action. But, into a superphysical action, intentionally. Because everything in the universe lives in incessant motion. All motion is coessential to sound. Wherever motion exists, so exists. Let us, therefore, control sound. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 11 Chapter 3 Theurgy. The priesthood of Theurgy. Theurgy permits us to work in the superior worlds. Lamblicus, for example, was a great theurgist. He knew how to invoke the planetary gods, to converse with them. Theurgy is divine. One cannot be a theurgist without knowing oneself. The internal god of every man is, actually, the legitimate and authentic theurgist. There are three well-defined aspects in man, the internal Christ, the soul, and the devil. Which of these three aspects should and can exercise the priesthood of theurgy? The psychological I is Satan. The devil is that I, is that myself. He is the ego, which every man carries within. That tenebrous entity is composed of atoms of the secret enemy. On a certain occasion, we, the investigators, decided to study in a group, in the superior worlds, that great man named Arnold Krumheller. He wrote numerous works, and disembodied not too long ago. The investigation was carried out when we were acting out of the physical body. We invoked Master Krumheller. The psychological I, the Satan of Heller, came to our call. Is the psychological I a theurgist? No. Analyzing him profoundly, we were able to prove that this psychological I was nothing more than a bunch of memories, wants, theories, prejudices, defects, virtues, etc. of this earthly life. That tenebrous entity had the appearance of a great doctor. He wore the uniform of a doctor, and in between being humble and proud, with a certain air of false goodness, he observed us. That was, therefore, the psychological I, the Satan, of that man, who was named Krumheller. Undoubtedly, it was totally impossible for that psychological I to be a theurgist. When the psychological I tries to become a theurgist, he fails totally. For the same reason, the devil cannot be a theurgist. Never. He will be able to become an acromancer, but a theurgist. That, never. Soul, Atman, BUDDHI, and BODIHSATTVA. Let us continue now with the second aspect, the soul. We, the investigating brothers, in the astral body, entered through the doors of the Gnostic Church. There we found two elevated personages, seated. The first was the inner being of Crumheller, dressed as a Gnostic archbishop, with mitre and archiepiscopal purple. The second one was the Bodhisattva of the Master Heller. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 12. The former was the Purusa of the Orientals, the Monad, the inner being, Atman Buddhi. The latter was the superior Manas of Oriental Theosophy, the causal body, or better said, the soul of the will wrapped with the mental and astral bodies, which constitutes that which is called Bodhisattva. The Theurgist is the internal Christ, and in-depth analysis of these two personages took us to the conclusion that, certainly, these two aspects of the being are but two modifications of the soul of the world, two divine modifications. The soul of the world, in itself, can neither be the celebrant. The soul of the world has to study the rituals of life and death, while the celebrant arrives. Therefore, the theurgist is more within, deeper, more profound. The theurgist is the internal Christ of every man that comes to the world. The theurgist is in man, his shining dragon of wisdom. Lies that ray from which the very inner being emanated. When the internal God enters the inner being, one can contemplate a marvelous transformation. That inner being, that soul of the world, transforms itself within us, deifies itself, becomes absolutely divine. From these alchemical marriages, from this marvelous combination of divine and human principles, derives something called the Son of Man. When the Son of Man penetrates the Bodhisattva, the latter also goes through a miraculous transformation. This is how the Theurgist is born within man, within ourselves. The dissolution of the Theurgists, i.e., the initiate, who aspires to high Theurgy, should first study the rituals of life and death, while the celebrant arrives. Whoever wants to reach high Theurgy must decide to die. To be. He must dissolve the I, the myself, the Satan. This labor is hard, arduous, terribly difficult. He should begin with the decapitation of the I also. The task of dissolving that I is only carried out through purifications and profound creative comprehension. In the first steps of theurgy, immediate power can be exercised over the mental, astral, etheric, and even physical planes. The superior steps are infinite, and lead up to the absolute. The process is slow, methodically patient. Theurgy, science of the gods. Students should not become discouraged because of the fact that theurgy is a science for gods, exclusively of the gods. There is always a step where one begins. Nobody could ascend to the university without first having been in an inferior school. Therefore, we have to begin by practicing in the astral plane. Later, one can work in very elevated worlds and converse, like Lamlichus, with the sidereal gods. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 13 Chapter 4. The Angel Arach. Invocation of Arach. One night, one unfastened himself from his physical body. Undoubtedly, he was skillful in the unfoldment he knew to consciously travel in the astral body. He was a competent investigator of the superior worlds. Once out of the physical body, one felt himself invaded by an inexpressible spiritual voluptuousness. There isn't a greater pleasure than that of feeling the soul detached. There, in the internal worlds, the past and the future merge within an eternal now. There, time does not exist. One felt happy. He entered through the doors of a temple, following his own mystical inspiration. The marvelous theurgist invoked the angel Arach, angel of command. He made the invocation in the following manner: in the name of Christ, by the power of Christ, by the majesty of Christ, I summon the angel Arach. Angel Arach. Angel Arach. The tenebrous ones of DAGDUGPA. The result was surprising. A few instants later, a beautiful boy of about 12 years of age entered through the doors of the temple. That was the angel Arach. That angel evolves in the ray of strength, and works intensely with the disciples who tread the path of adeptship. Dressed in a white robe, that precious child saluted Juan, and sat at his side, before a table of the temple. Juan then consulted him on various things, and at the same time presented a complaint. Certain tenebrous ones from a school of black magic were horribly defaming the Gnostic teachings. Such tenebrous ones had a university, where they studied the tantric science of the Dugdugpa clan, science of the bonds, and the Dugpa of the Red Caps. For this tenebrous Tibetan clan, the Shamhala, where the Royal White Lodge lives, is, according to them, the city of terror, where the blind fahadic force moves, and 1,000 more lies. Those people render cult to the goddess Kali, and practice the science of the Nicolaites, the tantrism of the tenebrous ones. Defamation against Gnosticism. The path of the Tao leads to the final liberation, that is the path of the Gnostic initiates. The tenebrous people of the Dugdugpa clan teach the shadow of that path, the antithesis, fatality. Therefore, the henchmen of that secret association were launching defamatory insults against the Gnostic movement. Juan suffered the unutterable, and, because of this, he presented the complaint to the angel Arach. Juan also showed the angel a magazine in which Gnosis was being violently attacked. The angel took a scale and weighed the good and the evil, and then said, "I will take care of this." Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 14. The result was extraordinary. A few days later, that secret society was dissolved and failed completely. Mantram Prokundalini after the above-mentioned complaint, and the promise of intervention by the angel. One asked him to teach him the most powerful mantram that exists in the entire universe, to awaken the Kundalini. The angel then sang a marvelous mantram, which surprised Juan. It is the following. Kandilbandilrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Kanban received a high intonation, soft and prolonged, while the final syllables of said words had a respectively low and prolonged intonation. DIL and DIL. The R received a higher vibration than the first syllables mentioned, harmonious and subtle, as if a child was trying to imitate the vibratory hum of a motor in motion, or like hearing the hum of a stone sharpener propelled by an electric motor when sharpening a thin blade of steel. An acute, high sound, with the tendency of producing fluid modulations, K-A-A-A-A-A-N-N-N-N-N-D-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-L-L-L-L-L-L-L. K-A-A-A-A-N-N-N-N-N-D-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-L-L-L-L-L-L-L. R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R. These mantrams can be pronounced repeatedly, daily, as many times as possible, for a long time. After the angel Arach sung these mantrams, the Theurgiswan also sang them. The angel blessed Juan and left the precinct, carrying the scale of justice in his hands, along with the hostile magazine which Juan had shown him, Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 15 Chapter 5 The Jin State Mantram and Jin, a great friend of ours, who dedicates himself to scientific astrology, told us one day about the case of a man who, whenever placed in prison, mysteriously disappeared, escaping the vigilance of his guards. It was useless to lock him up in prison. It was difficult to bind him with chains, because he always freed himself of them and disappeared. This man established friendship with the astrologer and, at last, did not have any inconvenience in revealing to the latter the respective clue, the valuable secret. Let us take a look. On a large bread, the following mantrams are written, S-E-N-O-S-A-N-G-O-R-O-R-A-G-O-B-R-D-O-N. Next, the student eats the bread. The mantric words must be written in the form of a cross, with an ink pen, etc. The distribution of said mantram is as follows: SENOSANGORORA in horizontal position, and GOBARDHAN vertically, from top downwards, and passing perpendicularly through the space left between the first two sacred words. Investigation of the clue. After thanking the scientific astrologer that revealed to us the Jin lesson, we decided to investigate on our own, in the superior worlds, to find out the scientific and esoteric value of said clue. With such a purpose in mind, we, the investigating brothers, lulled ourselves to sleep by vocalizing these mantrams. The result was surprising. When we abandoned the physical body, and were in the astral, we then saw a sea. A terrible god of the ocean caused the unfathomable depth of the sea to shake in a terrifying way. Etheric waves were formed which, spinning in a concentric manner, were trying to precipitate themselves with great violence towards the place where we had left the physical body. That terrible god of the immense sea had provoked the electrical whirlwind, the etheric hurricane, the dreadful force, to rush towards where we had left the physical body. Who knows with what mysterious intentions, which our terror convened into fatality. However, that is the powerful being who would have to come to our call, to place our physical body into the Jin state, to submerge it within the fourth dimension, and transport it like this to any location in the world. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 16 Jin Paradise, Garden of Delights. Positively, that god of the water governs the ether of life, and his power is omnipotent. So we explain to ourselves the scientific clue which was revealed to us in this manner by our astrologer friend. Naturally, the hierarchies, the Jin masters, only grant such type of theurgic operations when the victim is unjustly in prison. No master of the Grand White Lodge would ever dare to violate the law. Therefore, with the power of these mantrams, one learns how to place the physical body in the Jin state, and with that power, many victims can be saved from the pain and injustice of men. In olden times, the men of the first races lived in the Jin paradises, and fell in this dense tri-dimensional world. Nevertheless, let us learn how to place the physical body in the Jin state, and we will have the privilege of visiting the Jin paradises, where the rivers of pure water spring forth milk and honey. That is the Garden of Delights, of which Muhammad talked about. Here the selected shall be brought nigh unto the Eternal. They shall dwell in Gardens of Delight Jin lands, a multitude of those of old. And there wait on them immortal youths. They shall rest in beds adorned by gold and precious stones. They shall look at each other with affection. Youths which shall continue in their bloom forever shall go round about to attend them, with goblets and beakers, and a cup of flowing wine. Their head shall not ache by drinking the same, neither shall their reason be disturbed. And the fruits with the sorts which they shall choose, and the flesh of birds of the kind which they shall desire. And there shall accompany them fair damsels having large black eyes, resembling pearls hidden in their shells, as a reward for that which they shall have wrought. They shall not hear therein any vain discourse, or any charge of sin, but only the salutation, peace, peace. Flow happy shall the companions of the right hand be. They shall have their abode among LOTE trees free from thorns, and trees of MAUZ loaded regularly with their produce from top to bottom, under an extended shade, near flowing water, and amidst fruits in abundance, which shall not fail, nor shall be forbidden to be gathered, and they shall repose themselves on lofty beds low. We have created them a new creation and made them virgins. They shall love them, and will enjoy the same youth as they. Judgments, Chapter LVI, V11-36. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Sam a long way or 17 Peter in the Gin State. The Bible narrates the case of Peter, who, locked up in prison, managed to escape by placing his physical body in the Gin State. 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers, before the door kept the prison. 7. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise, up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. 8. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. 9. And he went out, and followed him, and was not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Know I know of a surety, that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. The Acts, chapter 12, 5-11 as conclusion. Such is the clue necessary to place the body in the Gin State. We lull ourselves to sleep vocalizing the mantrams we have revealed. An angel will assist us imitating Peter, we will rise from the bed, and will walk, like a somnambulist. Our physical body will enter the garden of delights, in the Gin Paradises. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Sam a long way or 18 Chapter 6 The Bird of Minerva. The Quetzal, the Bird of Minerva, is the symbol of wisdom. It is not little that has been said about the Quetzal, however, few are capable of understanding the mystery of this sacred bird. The Quetzal is one of the most beautiful birds of the world. Its tail is long and very beautiful. Over its head it wears a crest of incomparable beauty, green and silky. The entire appearance of that bird invites us to reflection. The Bird of Minerva, the miraculous Quetzal, is a result of incessant transmutations of the fire. The secret power of this bird permits man to become a god. It grants the metamorphosis into whatever each one wants. The secret power of that bird has the capacity of opening the chakras, magnetic discs or wheels of the astral body. When the sacred Pentecostal fire ascends through the central canal of the spinal medulla, it has the miraculous power of transforming itself into a bird of fire. That bird is the symbol of the Quetzal. That is the Bird of Minerva. That is the key of priestly power. The arcane AZF and the KUNDALINI. The theurgist can make use of that power when he is working with the arcane Arizona F. It has already been said that in the union of the phallus and the uterus lies the key of all evident power. The warning has been made that, in life, the theurgist should never ejaculate the entity of the semen. In this manner, the refrained desire will transmute the seminal liquid into subtle magical vapors. Such vapors, at the same time, will convert themselves into electromagnetic christic synergies. The ascension of creative energies of the third logos is realized through the ganglionic cords, known in the Orient by the names of Ida and Pingala. These are the two witnesses of the apocalypse. Those two cords twine themselves on the spinal medulla, and form the caduceus of Mercury. When the solar and lunar atoms, which ascend through the two ganglionic cords, manage to make contact, in the coccygeal bone near the triveni, the sacred fire of the kundalini then awakens. The ascension of the Kundalini takes place in the central channel of the spinal medulla. The Kundalini develops, evolves, and progresses within the aura of the solar logos. The Kundalini ascends slowly in accordance with the merits of the heart. The fires of the heart control the ascension of the Kundalini. That Kundalini fire transforms itself into the Bird of Minerva. The important thing for this to happen is to know the key. Mantram in sexual magic. Now, we no longer can deny humanity the key to the powers which make man divine. With pleasure, we will deliver this miraculous key to our disciples. Very well, during the trance of sexual magic, vocalize this mantram. Logos, mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 19 JAORI. The sound of each vowel is prolonged. One orders the marvelous bird of the fire to open, to develop the chakra that is needed to begin the total development of the faculty most needed. Rest assured that the bird of Minerva will work on the chakra, magnetic disc or wheel, for which it received supreme orders. It is evident and positive that those faculties do not develop instantly. But the bird of Minerva will awaken them. If one continues with the practice daily, that bird, that sacred quetzal, will develop the ordered and desired chakra in an absolute manner. The important thing is to persevere, to not get tired, and to practice daily with fervent intensity. Projection of the fire to the chakras. The miraculous bird of the fire provides the key to project the fire of the Kundalini at distance and help. In this manner, the sikh or projected to any chakra of the esoteric student's astral body. Some students will project their fire to the prostate chakra so as to obtain powers to be able to consciously leave in the astral body. Others will do it towards the chakra of the larynx, which will confer on them the power of hearing the ultra. This chakra enables the yogi to conserve his physical body alive and perfectly healthy, even during the cosmic nights. Others will project the bird of Minerva to the solar plexus, which enables us to remain during entire hours in fire, without getting burnt. Some students will send the marvelous bird to the heart chakra, which will confer power over hurricanes, winds, etc. Also, one can send the bird of Minerva to the thousand-petaled chakra located at the upper part of the cranium. Said chakra grants intuition, polyvision, intuitive vision, and the power to come out of the physical body consciously in the spirit, with the inner being, without vehicles of any kind. The bird of Minerva can also be sent to the atoms of the physical body, and command it to prepare the body for the jinn states. We all must learn to project the fire to any corner of the universe and to any chakra of the organism. So, everyone will awaken their internal powers. It is not enough to light the fire, we must learn how to intelligently manipulate it to work in the great work. Restoration, transformation, and invisibility. Agni is the god of the fire. This grand master helps to restore the fire in each of the seven bodies: the physical, the etheric, the astral, the mental, the causal, the buddhic, and the atmic. The theurgist can invoke Agni when he moves in the astral. Agni will come at his summons. When the theurgist invokes Agni, he will call him in the name of the Christ, by the majesty of Christ, by the power of Christ. Logos, mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 20th. The bird of fire is ordered to transform the face of the invoker, or to give him a bird's appearance, or that of a tree, before the eyes of friends. The bird will operate a transformation, and no one will recognize the student. Now then, if we project the bird of fire over the mind of someone who is on the lookout to cause us harm, and we order that person's mind not to see us, we will then be invisible. But, in this case, we should also vocalize the mantram whose power will make us invisible. The mantrams are, Iodhivayuhimoahivayuhagtajesus, the great Hierophant, who taught us gnosis, many times had to resort to make himself invisible. With the power of the fire, countless marvels can be embarked upon and executed. With the power of the fire, we can't transform ourselves radically. With the power of the fire, we become gods. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 21 Chapter 7 The CHAKRAS The vowels and the faculties of the CHAKRAS The seven vowels of nature, IEOUAMS, resounded long ago in the human organism. When man came out of the Jinn lands, rhythm and harmony were lost. Man should perceive the urgent need for the seven vowels of nature to vibrate once again in his organism, to resound with intensity in the anterior boxes of resonance as well as in each of the plexus of chakras of the astral body. Clairvoyance is developed with the vowel I. Clairaudience is awakened with the vowel E. The heart center, which develops inspiration, with the vowel O. The pulmonary chakras, which enable us to remember past reincarnations, are awakened with the vowel E. The vowels M and S cause all internal centers to vibrate. First series of mantrams Kai's clairvoyance, frontal chakra chest clairaudience, larynx chakra chose intuition. Heart chakra chus telepathy, solar plexus chas memory of past lives, pulmonary chakras vocalization. The vocalization should be done as follows. The sound of each letter is prolonged. The combination ch is considerably abundant in the Hebrew mantrams and is of immense magical power. The vocalization of each mantram causes the vibration of the magnetic center, chakra, or disc, with which it is related. The S is intimately connected to fire, and is vocalized giving it a special intonation, a sharp, hissing sound similar to that made by the compressed air brakes of any machine. Second series of mantrams and clairvoyance, frontal chakra and clairaudience, larynx chakra on intuition, heart chakra and telepathy, solar plexus and memory of past lives, pulmonary chakra logos, mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 22 vocalization. The sound of each vowel is prolonged, and with the N we give it a sonorous and loud, ringing intonation. Third series of mantrams INRI clairvoyance, frontal chakra ENRI clairaudience, larynx chakra ONRO intuition, inspiration, heart chakra UNRU telepathy, solar plexus ANRA memory of past lives, pulmonary chakras vocalization. These mantrams are vocalized during the practice of sexual magic, to awaken the respective chakras. The sound of each of the letters that compose it is prolonged. The letter R is vocalized, as we explained in Chapter 4. Fourth series of mantrams SUIRA clairvoyance, frontal chakra SUERA clairaudience, larynx chakra SUORA intuition, heart chakra SUURA telepathy, solar plexus SUARA memory of past lives, pulmonary chakras vocalization. The student should note the accentuation of the vowels which form P, he fourth column, and the accentuation of the A, in each mantram. According to the Vedas, the silent Gandhana, the celestial music, is contained in the sublime SUARA. With these mantrams of the fourth series, the fire of the solar plexus is conducted to each of the chakras of the astral body. We insist that the first mantric syllables of this series, SUI, SU, SUO, SUU, SUA, are vocalized with the intonation of a diphthong accentuated on the last vowel, which will be prolonged for a long time. The syllable Ra of each one of these mantrams is vocalized by giving the R the intonation explained in Chapter 4. The vowel of this syllable Ra is prolonged for a long time. Insistence on a few details: students should vocalize 1 hour daily to effectively awaken chakras. Since each student has his own rhythm, personal vibration, he will choose any of the series of Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 23 mantrams. There will be some who will feel more confident with the first series, others with the second series, etc. Dr. Krumheller said that 1 hour of daily vocalizing was enough. One should vocalize during his entire life to keep the chakras in intense activity. The crown chakra engenders polyvision. The frontal chakra, located between the eyebrows, engenders clairvoyance. The larynx chakra, clairaudience. The heart chakra grants inspiration and intuition. The solar plexus chakra, telepathy. The pulmonary chakra spurment us to remember past lives. The prostate chakra grants the power to travel consciously in the astral body. Every student should possess that power. If not, it is compulsory to awaken this chakra. Exercise for the prostate chakra. The disciple should submerge himself into profound meditation on the prostate chakra. Imagine that chakra as a lotus flower, or as a magnetic disc which spins from left to right. At the same time, vocalize the letter M, as in the beginning of a bull's moo, but it should be sustained, long, and without decadence, with a deep inhalation of air, to then provoke that sound, while having the lips hermetically sealed, until the last particle of breath is exhaled, as follows. With these four series of mantras, the student becomes a practical theurgist. Logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or 24 chapter 8 astral travel experiences projection of the theurgist. The theurgist has to practice, to acquire infallible capacity, to project himself consciously in the astral body. This capacity should be established as a habit that he can use at will, at any moment, in any circumstance, regardless of being alone or before witnesses. Otherwise, he is not a theurgist. Now, the disciples will learn numerous clues to acquire this admirable and precious capacity. First clue: the disciple should lull himself to sleep while, at the same time, he vocalizes the mantra FARAON distributed in three syllables, as follows: FFFFFFAARRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR disciple should lay down, horizontally, face up. He will place the palm of the hands extended without rigidity, on the surface on the bed, knees bent upwards, with the sole of the feet resting on the bed. The entire body should be relaxed, limb by limb. With everything in this manner, the disciple will lull himself to sleep and, taking deep breaths, will vocalize the mantra FARAON. Once the disciple is asleep, he will inevitably come out of the physical body, without knowing how, or when. Once in the internal worlds, in the fourth dimension, where his astral body will irresistibly be projected, he will awaken total consciousness. In other words, he will become aware of his unheard-of experiences in those worlds, and will be able to dedicate himself to the practice of theurgy. But, before lying down, he should do the sign of the microcosmic star. To that effect, the arms are raised upwards until the palms of the hands touch each other above the head. Next, they are extended laterally so that they remain in a horizontal position, forming a cross with the rest of the body. Lastly, the forearms are crossed over the chest, touching this region with the palms, while the fingertips reach the front of the shoulders. Our adorable Savior of the world, Jesus the Christ, used this mysterious clue not revealed until now by us, when he studied in the pyramids of Khepran. Now then, Master Wirakocha advised the burning of some aromatic substance, some incense, or simply impregnate the room with a good perfume. Second clue: another method is for the disciple to lull himself to sleep vocalizing this mantram. Logos, mantram, Theurgy Samalonwe or 25 Tyre, Re, Re. This mantram should be sung strongly accenting the vowel A, T-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I. The three remaining syllables are vocalized, giving the E a ringing melodious, prolonged sound. The R is not made to vibrate, but is only pronounced in a simple form, R-E-E-E-E-E-E-E, R-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E, R-E-E-E-E-E-E-E. The syllable tai is sung in a deep tone. The repetition of re, in a higher tone than I. When the disciple is already falling asleep, when he finds himself in that precise state of transition between vigil and sleep, he should rise from his bed without hesitation, laziness, doubts, reasoning. Naturally, like a reflex, or in an instinctive manner, automatically, and absolutely childlike. Observe the birds, when they are going to fly. They do not reason about it, they do not harbor doubts nor preconceptions, but simply fly away instinctively, we can't say, automatically. The disciple should proceed in that manner, imitate the birds. He should rise, therefore, from the bed, and leave the room and head for any corner of the infinite, or wherever he likes. When we say that the student should rise from the bed, this should be translated into effective and immediate actions without stopping to think. Unforeseen and reflex unfoldment we now refer to the case of a gentleman who, while asleep, had to get up to open his house door because he heard someone knocking on it at those moments. When he returned to his room, he had the tremendous surprise of finding a man in his bed. On properly observing him, he realized very well that this man was his own body, which had remained asleep in the bed. From the previous reference, the student will be able to realize that when a man gets up from his bed in that precise moment of falling asleep, the result is inevitably unfoldment. The gentleman of the previous case unfolded, because he got up with the most complete spontaneity. There was not any mental analysis, fears, nor prejudices. He got up to open the door, that was all. Third clue: within the human cerebrum, within its cells, this subtle voice resounds incessantly. It is a sharp, hissing sound. It is the song of the cricket, die hissing of the serpent, the sound of Anahat, the voice of Brahma. It has 10 tonalities, which the theurgist should learn to listen to. The student's mind should become absorbed in that sound, as the bee in the nectar of the flowers. He who would like to listen to the sound of Anahat should empty his mind, have his mind calm, not calm down, we repeat, calm. Whoever attempts and decides to hear that mystical sound, let him keep his mind in silence, not silence, we repeat, in silence. Let us distinguish between a mind that is calm because it has comprehended that it is useless to think, and an artificially calmed mind. Differentiate between a mind that is in spontaneous, natural silence, and one that has been silenced by force, violently. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 26. When the mind is calm, in deep silence, the student can inevitably listen to the sound of the cricket, a subtle, sharp, penetrating sound. Even more than that, if the soul is absorbed in that mystical sound, the doors of mystery open up for the student. Therefore, in those instants, rise from the bed, instinctively, and leave the room to head for the temples of the White Lodge, or to any place of the universe. The disciple should learn how to play the lyre of Orpheus. That lyre is the verb, the sound, the great word. Fourth clue: the student can lull himself to sleep vocalizing the letter S like a peaceful and sweet hiss. S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S S. With the vocalization of the letter, he will acquire the capacity of resounding in his brain, the subtle voice, the sound of Anahat, at will, which will allow him to leave consciously in the astral body. Fifth clue: the sexual energy is bipolarized into positive and negative. Through the right ganglionic cord, which twines itself on the spinal medulla, ascend the solar atoms from our seminal system through the left ganglionic cord, which twines itself on the same, ascend the lunar atoms from the same seminal system. Therefore, the solar atoms resound with the mantram, Ra. The lunar atoms vibrate intensely with the mantram, La. To cause the subtle voice, the sound of Anahat, to resound in the cerebrum, use the sexual power of the two witnesses known in the Orient by the names of Ida and Pingala. The Anahat sound is produced by the sexual energies in motion. It is already known that all motion produces sound. If one tries to cause the solar and lunar atoms of the seminal system to vibrate, the Anahat sound will be produced louder, more intense, and will enable one to consciously leave in the astral body. Lull yourself to sleep, therefore, mentally vocalizing as follows: LAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA intensely like an electric whirlwind. Such motion produces the anahat sound, with which the student can escape consciously from the physical body. The important thing is for him to get up, while falling asleep, taking advantage of the mystical sound. The two witnesses of the Apocalypse of St. John grant the power to prophesy, because they produce the awakening of consciousness. Through the right ganglionic cord rises the solar fire, through the left rises the lunar water. Fire plus water is equal to consciousness. Plagathon's fire and Acheron's water intertwine in the ninth sphere, sex, forming the sign of the infinite. The sign is the holy eight. If one carefully observes the caduceus of Mercury, two entwined serpents, which form the holy eight, can be perceived. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 27 6th Glu, a prodigious cactus exists in Mexico, mentioned by Master Wiracocha in his Rosicrucian novel. It is the Piotalorgiculli. That cactus has the power of awakening clairvoyance instantly, to him who masticates it. The Piotal permits conscious travel in the astral body. It is a sacred plant of the Grand White Lodge. Unfortunately, it is absolutely impossible to find the authentic Piotal in the Mexican Republic. It is only found in San Luis Potosi, or in Chihuahua, among the Tarahumaras Indians of the Sierra. The masters of the Temple of Chapultepec use the cactus for their instant and urgent astral journeys. It is enough to chew it, that is all. 7th Glue Guardian Angels, every disciple is assisted by a guru, by the guardian angel. Before trying the exercise to leave in the astral, invoke the help of the master or guardian angel. Before anything else, pray to the internal God so that he may, in sacred language, call the guru. Undoubtedly, that master finds it feasible to take the disciple out, consciously, in the astral body. Not a few students have totally ruined their faculties with the bad habits and customs they had in past reincarnations. Now, they suffer the unutterable because in spite of knowing all the Gnostic clues, they do not achieve traveling consciously in the astral body. In the Amazon jungles and the Putumayo is a portentous plant named Vague. The Macas of the tribes take that plant by infusion mixed with Gurumo, and travel in the astral. If the Gnostic student does not possess the faculty of leaving consciously in the astral, he should drink that infusion, and be would instantly achieve the conscious unfoldment. If he used it daily, he would acquire the faculty of traveling in the astral, for some time. Later, even if he was to not drink it, he will no longer need it, because that faculty will have been installed permanently in him. Special clue discernment during the hours of sleep, every human travels, in the astral, floats out of the physical body. Unfortunately, human beings wander during sleep, in the internal worlds, with their conscience absolutely asleep also. Usually, they dedicate themselves to the same tasks of daily life. If someone was to awaken consciousness when dedicated to nocturnal tasks, he or she will have the opportunity of contemplating with their astral eyes all the marvels of the superior worlds, and will be able to dedicate himself or herself to the study of the great mysteries of life and death. We will reveal a clue precisely to awaken consciousness in the astral, during the time of normal sleep, in the superior worlds. Exercise, during the vigil state, in each instant during the hustle and bustle of daily life, we need to get accustomed to the exercise of discernment. When a student sees Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 28, for example a beautiful sunset with all its purple colors, the most logical thing that should be done is to ask oneself, am I in the astral body? Am I traveling out of the physical body? Next, try taking a small jump, a hop upwards, with the intention of floating. If he manages to float, it is because he is in the astral body. It is because he left his physical body sleeping in bed, inactive, although with all its vital faculties. Gnostic disciples should admit and remember that during sleep the souls astrally see things exactly the same as those existing in the physical world. Because of that, anyone firmly believes he is in the physical body. It is just that the law of levitation reigns in the internal worlds, while in the physical world the law of gravity reigns. Therefore, the small jump solves the problem, and if one floats in the astral, consciousness awakens. Every detail, everything worthy of curiosity, every beautiful view of nature, should be a reason for the student to ask that question, and to execute the hop. An illustrative event of daily life that Juan mentioned here many times: our friend used to do this exercise during his daily life, at every moment, before any detail of interest or curiosity. One night Juan visited some friends. They welcomed him with great affection. Seated among them, he took part in the conversation, and was really glad. However, since Juan was accustomed, before any important detail, to asking himself that question, logically, this meeting of friends was a reason enough to ask himself, am I in the astral? Am I out of the physical body? He looked around him, and evidently everything showed that he was in the physical body. His friends were dressed, some with sweaters, others wore suits commonly worn by the urban life man. Nothing indicated that he was in the astral. Nevertheless, he said to himself, I will perform the little hop. He excused himself from his friends and left the room. Once outside, he jumped as high as he could with the resolute intention of flying. The result was surprising. He remained floating in space. He fully realized that he was in the astral. He realized that he was in the astral. He realized that his physical body had stayed asleep in bed. It had occurred to one at that instant to ask himself that question, because he formulated that question to himself at every moment during his daily life. The result, that practice had recorded itself in his subconscious totally, and now, his subconscious automatically impelled him to repeat it in his dream, precisely when he was out of the physical body. It resulted in astral consciousness. Juan returned to the room and spoke to his friends, as follows, my friends, I communicate to you that we, the ones meeting here now, are in the astral body. The thing is that you, friends, went to bed a few hours ago, to sleep. Your physical bodies are in their respective beds. Here, all of you are in the astral. Everyone looked and touched each other and said, that is impossible. We are in the physical body, in flesh and bones. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 29. They ended up laughing at Juan. They laughed like crazy. Juan, seeing that his friends were innocent, or that they lived with an asleep conscience, abandoned the room and, floating in the astral body, thought of heading for San Francisco, California, and so he did. He needed to visit a certain temple, which an initiate founded there. An unconscious disembodied man one day one met a man in his astral body, who traveled by foot on a highway. The subject was a loader and carried a huge load, which weighed too much, on his back. When one saw him, he was able to perceive details. Said subject was a deceased man. He had disembodied some time ago. Now, in the astral body, he wandered on the highway. That man was firmly convinced that he was in the physical body. He ignored that data about his death. He walked with an asleep conscience. The load he carried on his robust shoulders was nothing else but a mental image created by himself. That poor man had been a loader, and still, after his death, continued in his trade of transporting loads. Juan wanted to help him awaken consciousness, and told him, "Friend, become aware of your situation. Remember that you are already dead, you don't even have a physical body." That man looked at Juan with the eyes of a somnambulist. He did not understand what Juan was trying to make him comprehend. Juan, floating around him, made another attempt. But everything was futile. That man's conscience was asleep, and all attempts to awaken it was a total failure. If that man, in life when he possessed his physical body, had practiced the clue of discernment, he would have been capable of awakening consciousness during his normal sleep, and, now after death, would have become a conscious disciple, although disembodied, of the Great White Lodge. Juan gave up after one more effort. He continued on his way and arrived at last at the temple, which was the objective of his visit. Later, he returned happily to his physical body. He introduced himself through the pineal gland, which is the window of Brahma, to the seat of the soul, as Descartes says. Rest assured that with the clue here revealed, innumerable are the disciples who have managed to awaken consciousness in the internal worlds. The important thing is to practice it constantly, during the vigil state, so that it may be recorded in the subconscious and acts automatically during sleep. This is one way of placing the subconscious at the service of the conscious will. Upon returning to the physical body, after sleep, on returning to the normal vigil state, the student should not move in his bed, since in this movement of the physical body, the astral body is agitated, and the memories are lost. In such a moment, the student should practice a retrospective exercise to remember where he was, the places where he traveled, and the things he learned while acting in the astral body. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 30 Chapter 9 Special Exercises. Clairvoyance, Retrospection. The most powerful exercise in the world to develop clairvoyance is the so-called retrospective exercise in occultism. The disciple, sunk in profound internal meditation, begins his exercise as follows. He tries to remember in detail the last incidents of his life that happened during the day, then he will recall memories of yesterday, immediately those of the day before yesterday, and so on successively. Therefore, he should apply his retrospective perception and attention to the entire drama of his life. He will end up remembering the last 15 days, the last month, before last year. They should be vocalized as follows: the year before last, etc., always in a retrospective manner, as one who is reviewing the contents of a book, from the last to the first page, without skipping any of the pages in between. It happens that on trying to remember the first 7 years of one's life, as a child, the retrospective exercise becomes more difficult. However, we must admit that all the incidents, all the representations of that period of our infancy are deposited in the subconscious pocket, and the important task is to bring out to the light of the conscience those memories from the depth of that pocket. This is only possible during the act of going to sleep. Every human being comes in contact with the subconscious during sleep. Therefore, during those moments of falling asleep, the disciple will combine that retrospective exercise with sleep. He will make great efforts to remember, we repeat, all the incidents of his life until he arrives at the time when he was 7 years old, always in a regressive manner. He will review year by year, from the seventh to the first year, and then back to the instant he was born. You can be completely sure that all memories will return little by little, after arduous efforts, and numerous and indefatigable retrospective exercises, night after night. Reincarnation and special mantram. The student can utilize the following mantrams, combining them with the retrospective exercise. They should be vocalized as follow. These mantrams are vocalized mentally. Once the student has reviewed his present life back to his birth, he will have been prepared to make the leap towards the memories of the last instant of his past reincarnation. Of course, this implies one more effort, as well as greater expenditure of energy. The student will then combine sleep with the retrospective exercise and mantrams. He will try to relive his past, in his memory, the Logos mantram. Theurgy Samalon Way or 31 last instant of that reincarnation, the second to the last, old age, maturity, youth, adolescence, childhood. Be confident that you will achieve it. Astral unfoldment is produced during these exercises. The student who has been capable of reliving his past reincarnations is graduated as a clairvoyant, and, from that moment, will be apt to study in the memory of nature the complete history of the earth and its races. This retrospective exercise causes the frontal chakra to spin. Clairaudience and special mantram. Clairaudience is the occult irid is developed with the following mantrams, J-E-U-S-E vocalization, J-J-J-J-J-J-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-U-U-U-U-U-S-S-S-S-S. E-E-E-E-E vowels vocalization, V-V-V-V-A-A-A-A-A-A, U-U-U-U-U, S-S-S-S-S-E-E-E-E-E-E. As can be noticed, the voice should be prolonged in the above repeated letters. Sunk in profound meditation, the student will vocalize trying to lull himself to sleep. Once he has managed to lull himself to sleep, he will exert himself to listen to the voice of his friends, who are far away, so does one awaken the internal ear. There is another mantram, which helps to acquire clairvoyance, AUMCHIVADUN. EAUM is vocalized as follows, open your mouth properly to pronounce the A, round the mouth with the O, and close it with the M, prolong each vowel sound. The mantram Kai should be vocalized by sustaining the sound of the I for a long time. The mantram Virginia, by prolonging the vowel A. The mantram TUN, with force so that the letter T knocks on the U. This U is prolonged a long time, and with the N it will be given a ringing resonance. Lastly, the E alone is prolonged as long as possible, as follows. E e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e e. The vowel A rises in tone, and the tone lowers in UM. The rest of the mantram is vocalized in a lower tone than UM. Special exercise for the heart. CHAKRA. This exercise is the most profound meditation and prayer. We suggest using the prayer Our Father. Logos, mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 32. A well-prayed Our Father is equivalent to 1 hour of meditation. Pray, therefore, for 1 hour. To pray is to converse with God. Submerged in very profound drowsiness, and meditating very deeply, mentally talk with God. Each phrase of the Our Father is a complete formula to talk to Him. Lulled to sleep, meditate on the contents of each phrase, and one will see and hear the Father who is in secret. The chakra of the heart will awaken. Special exercise for the solar plexus. Let us remember that this plexus is the center of telepathy. The disciple, seated in a comfortable chair with his face towards the east, will imagine in that far away distance an immense cross, radiant, of a beautiful golden color. Imagine that it emits blue and golden rays, which reach the solar plexus located in the region of the navel. The disciple will exert himself to feel the vibrations of those rays bathing the plexus chakra with light. At the same time, he will vocalize that vowel U, which will be pronounced for a long time in a semi-deep tone. U u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u u. This exercise will last half an hour daily. Telepathy will be developed. When the chakra of the solar plexus is developed, the frontal chakra is flooded with splendor and fire, and the clairvoyant perceives all the sparkling shades of the person, and all the thought forms which float with their lit colors, in the superior worlds. Special exercise, the internal worlds. This exercise enables us to perceive what exists in the internal worlds, in any plane, physical, astral, mental, etc. When the student needs to urgently perceive something clairvoyantly, he will go into profound internal mediation while vocalizing this mantra, PROWEOA. The vocalization will be done by prolonging the sound of each vowel. It is necessary for the esoteric student to learn how to concentrate deeply. Profound concentration, perfect meditation, and supreme adoration are the three steps of initiation. Concentration, meditation, adoration, and the mantram convert us into authentic theurgists. Concentration, meditation, and supreme adoration take us to the samadhi. We must know how to concentrate. We must know how to meditate. We must know how to vocalize the mantrams and how to adore. Logos, mantram. Theurgy Samalon Way or 33 Chapter 10 Light and Darkness. The esoteric antithesis. There are two lodges which fight each other mutually, the white and the black. Light and darkness. Where the light shines the most limpid and intense, thick darkness also coincides. The double of every angel of light is an angel of darkness. Therefore, the double of every temple of light is, in the same way, a temple of darkness. Already, in our esoteric treatise of theurgy, we explained this mystery of the twin souls. It is said that Gautama Buddha, the great initiate, had a brother and rival called Devadatta, whom, according to the Buddhists, is the king of the infernos. Every person has a human double incarnated in him or her. That double is exactly alike in physiognomy, attitudes, manners, and certain capacities, etc. With this we are not referring to the esoteric double or the astral double. We are talking about another different type of personality, a twin soul, an antithesis. Said soul is the double. That double possesses the same physical features. We say that the person is exactly an antithesis. In the same manner, the white lodge also has an antithesis, the black lodge. The black magicians of the latter struggle to deviate man off the path. Then, it is necessary, urgent, that the man defend himself from the attacks of those tenebrous ones, and to learn with urgency how to do so. Diverse forms of attack by the tenebrous ones. The tenebrous ones have, in their evil, infinite resources to attack man in different ways. 1. During dreams. 2. When he is in the vigil state. 3. With works of black magic. 4. With psychic obsessions. 5. With enmity. 6. With organic illnesses. 7. With vices. 8. Through certain aspects of culture. 9. By means of false prophets. 10. With the intervention of inferior elementaries. Seduction in dreams by black sorceresses. Those who tread the path are usually attacked by the tenebrous ones when they go to sleep. Temples of black magic exist in the internal worlds, and, of course, their logos, mantram, theurgy, samalon way, or 34 tenebrous members send certain very beautiful and seductive black sorceresses to where the student is, with the only purpose of making him fall sexually. They know that if the student spills the seminal liquid, the kundalini descends, and the weak and unwary student loses his power. Mantric song. Therefore, it is necessary for the student to learn how to defend himself or herself from those nocturnal attacks. To that effect, the angel Arach revealed a mantric song to us for personal defense against the tenebrous ones. That song is sung before going to sleep. Bilalin, 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 amphora of salvation. I would like to be near your materialism has no power near me. Bilalin, 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 these mantrams should be sung putting in all our love and sentiment. In this manner, we defend ourselves from the tenebrous ones. Remember that in the dawn of life, the fathers of the gods taught the cosmic laws to the constructors of the universe, singing delightfully. We must sing these mantrams with our entire soul. We must sing them with deep feeling. In this way we defend ourselves from the tenebrous ones. When the human being becomes accustomed to the practice of sexual magic daily, it is impossible for the tenebrous ones to discharge his valuable seminal reserve, not merely that, but also nocturnal emissions and, if there were any, temptations in the vigil state black magicians usually employ, malevolently, many persons of the opposite sex to sexually attach the fellow man. That constitutes temptation. Well, in an urgent case where something similar arises, the aforementioned mantram also serves to erect an efficient defense against those perverse temptations. The vigil state and bewitchments black magicians usually employ black magic malevolently and with perseverance to harm their victims. Then, certain patients with mysterious illnesses frequently attend doctors' offices, saying that they are bewitched. Usually, doctors prescribe bromides and all kinds of medicines for nerves. However, the sick ingest their dose and continue from bad to worse. One of the most hateful methods, and one of the most common used by black magicians to harm their victims, is that of dolls. Of course, we abstain from explaining how those logos, mantram, theurgy, samalon way, or 35 dolls are used, as is done by tenebrous ones, so as not to provide arms to certain irresponsible and inhumane subjects. Symptoms and theurgic therapy. The person attacked by means of dolls is easily recognized. He feels a great anguish, intense palpitations of the heart, depression of one's spirits, piercing pains in the brain, and externally on the temples, pains in the heart, as well as on some regions of the body. In such cases, healing sessions are organized to cure these bewitched patients. To the effect, the patient will sit on a chair before a table over which a white tablecloth will be spread. On the table will be placed a Christ, a glass of water, and a lit candle. The thaumaturgist, healer, will also sit in front of the patient. The concerned persons, if any, such as friends or relatives of the patient, will also sit around the table, under the condition of possessing a sincere faith of great strength. Next, when everything is properly conditioned and set, the Grand Masters of Light will be invoked by saying the following in a loud voice: invocation of Solomon powers of the kingdom, be ye under my left foot, and in my right hand. Glory and eternity, take me by the two shoulders, and direct me in the paths of victory. Mercy and justice, be ye the equilibrium and splendor of my life. Intelligence and wisdom, crown me. spirits of Malkut, lead me betwixt the two pillars, upon which rests the whole edifice of the temple. Angels of Netzach and Hod, establish me upon the cubic stone of Jasod. O Gedulael! O Geburael! O Tiferith! Binael, be my love! Ruach Hakmael, be thou my light! Be that which thou art, and thou shalt be! O Kihariel! Ishim, assist me in the name of Shaddai! Cherubim, be my strength in the name of Adonai! Bani Elohim, be my brethren in the name of the Son, and by the powers of Sabaoth! Elohim, do baffle for me in the name of Datragra Matun! Malashim, protect me in the name of Adhivahi! Seraphim, cleanse my love in the name of Eloah! Hazmalim, enlighten me with the splendors of Elohim and Shekinah! Aralim, act! Ophanim, revolve! And shine! Hajat HaKadosh, cry, speak, roar, bellow! Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh! Shaddai, Adonai, Jakeva, Eiezeriei! Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia! Amen! 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 Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 36 After having recited with fervor, with intense faith, this invocation, we will beg the great masters of light to heal the patient. Next, the theurgist will recite, with all the spiritual strength of a profound faith, and sure of his power, the following conjuration, Conjuration of the Seven of Solomon the Sage in the name of Michael, may Jehovah command thee, and drive thee hence, Chavahoth. In the name of Gabriel, may Adonai command thee, and drive thee hence, Baal. In the name of Raphael, begone before Eliel, Sam Gabriel. By Samalzebeth, and in the name of Elohim Jiber, get thee hence, Andromelech. By Zachariah let Satchel Melech, be obedient unto Elva, son of Gabriel. By the divine and human name of Shaddai, and by the sign of the pentagram which I hold in my right hand, in the name of the angel Anil, by the power of Adam and Eve, who are Hachava, begone Lilith. Let us rest in peace, Nehemiah. By the holy Elohim and by the names of the genii Kashiel, Sealtiel, Aphiel, and Zerahiel, at the command of Orifiel, depart from us Moloch. We deny thee our children to devour. Amen. 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 Fiery destruction of malignant fluids and larvae. Besides, it is convenient to have beside the victim a brazier with well-lit tread, hot coals. In this way, the theurgist will perform fast and vigorous magnetic passes, with his right hand, over those sick organs, and will then cast those harmful, deleterious fluids that have been unfastened from the victim into the burning charcoals. Moreover, it is indispensable to place salt and alcohol in a plate. But the salt should be previously prepared with the following exorcism. Exorcism of salt in isto salicis apientia et habeam nicoruptione servet mentis nostros et corpora nostra, per hoc male et invitu truac hoc male, recedent abisto phantasmata hylaeocit salicilistis, salteri, et teri salis, ut nutri et herbos triturans et ad ad spei nostrico renua revolontis. Amen. Next, fire is applied on the alcohol so that it burns with the salt. Is in that precise instant that the invocation of Solomon will be prayed. Once the ceremony is ended, the patient will drink the water on the table, because the sacred medicines are already in that water. Saint Thomas used to say that sage Andrew should be used against spells, both as a drink as well as burning as aromatic substances. The procedure we have revealed and taught here to heal the sick who have been harmed by bewitchments with dolls can be employed successfully to combat all kinds of evil spells. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 37 Black Elementals, bats. We must warn the student that sorcerers often make their victims ill, not only with dolls, but also with the elementals of some animals. That is why witches or sorcerers possess millions of methods and influences to impiously cause all kinds of harm to their victims. Of this type, we met a black magician who used to send vampires or bats to the homes of his hated victims with the purpose of causing them fatal harm. In this manner, this tenebrous man had become wealthy with his works of black magic, manipulating with malignant ability his armies of repugnant chiropterers. He fed these little animals with plantain oils. But, whenever they refused to obey him, he punished them by denying them any type of food. Naturally, we keep silent about the procedures of that sorcerer, because we do not teach black magic. To surprise and trap sorceresses naturally, not only sorcerers exist, but sorceresses as well. These women possess secrets that we have revealed herein, to submerge their physical body within the fourth dimension. In this way they sink into the tenebrous regions to transport themselves to remote distances and cause unheard of damages to people. But it is easy to trap them. Scissors opened in the form of a cross are placed on the floor, and one scatters black mustard in the victim's room. The witches or sorceresses then fall. Objective testimony: we knew the case of a lady who did not believe in witches. She was in the same mental situation in which numerous people who have acquired factors of official culture and become intellectuals place themselves. Well, the aforementioned woman visited one, her cousin, who lived in a certain city. At sunset, the two women saw a black bird, which seemed to be a crow or a turkey buzzard. That bird perched on a tree in the courtyard of the house. From there, it laughed at the two women, while at the same time, it imitated the words that the two women were saying in their conversation. During the night, the cousin, who comprehended what it was about, placed some scissors, in the form of a cross, in the room, and scattered black mustard. The result was marvelous. That strange bird, that had not left the tree in the courtyard, entered the room of the house, and, after fluttering incessantly, fell on the scissors. Next, before the cousin's surprised eyes, it inevitably transformed itself into a woman. That woman was totally naked. The cousin, angry and inflexible, with a whiplash in her hand, horribly lashed the witch and threw her out naked on the street. Later, some neighbors, feeling sorry for the witch, gave her some clothes to cover her flesh. This case is perfectly historical. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 38 Spots due to bewitchments. Poor and suffering victims due to bewitchments have their flesh filled with huge black spots. Customarily, doctors of medicine never ever managed to discover and understand the origin of said mysterious stains. But, with the liturgic ritual that we have taught herein, those spots can also be healed until one makes them disappear. Nevertheless, we must warn that a single healing session is not enough to be successful. All illness caused by bewitchments is healed in exactly 6 months of daily and constant, tenacious and relentless work. When it is suspected that the victim has ingested some malignant substance, he or she should be given, daily, and on an empty stomach, 1 spoonful of olive oil. An hour after having taken it, the person will be made to take an infusion of Malap Azote, which is also called Holy Herb or Pico, Lima Bean of St. Ignatius, and Yellow Water. But, in very serious and desperate cases, the patient will be purged by administering to him, or her, on an empty stomach, the Lima Bean of St. Ignatius. It is a very drastic almond. The victim of the black magicians will vomit the malignant substances from his or her stomach. In these cases, one can also cleanse the stomach with the so-called yellow water. This water is prepared in the following manner: fill a 1-liter yellow bottle, or various bottles, with water. Add to the water 1 gram of yellow vegetable aniline in each bottle. This aniline is the one used to dye candies and the sugar and shea bread used on All Saints' Day. Do not mistake it with mineral aniline. Cover the bottles for 2 hours under the rays of the sun, then make the patient who has been harmed with malignant substances ingest this yellow water, 1 glass every hour. Maintain the treatment constantly and for an approximately long time. Funerary substances. There are patients who have been harmed without any scruples, not even the most rudimentary scruples, with funerary substances, or with another type of suspicious substances not less repugnant. These cases are healed with the yellow water. The person ill, due to the ingestion of funerary substances, presents these symptoms: a cadaverous color if he is normal, if he is not too fat nor too thin he becomes spectral, extremely thin and feeble, so much so that one can easily see his bones. Moreover, he feels a ball which constantly moves and turns inside his stomach. A patient like this can be healed with the already revealed right and with yellow water. There also exist children who have been perversely harmed with funerary substances. But there are cases in which the persons who caused the evil did it inadvertently or unconsciously. We knew the case of a little girl about 2 years old whose physical aspect was exactly like that of a specter. It so happens that her relatives had attended a burial or interment, and then, on returning from the cemetery, had put themselves in contact with Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalonway or 39 the little girl, and, as is natural, had touched her. In this manner they contaminated her with deadly and infectious bodiless vital fluids. In this case the doctors failed totally. We, the brothers of the temple, cured her prescribing 9 baths of milk with mint. This bath is easily prepared. The mint is boiled with milk, and with this, the sick child is bathed. These 9 baths are carried out in 9 days. The result was magnificent. The little girl was healed totally. The evil eye, it seems incredible. There are persons who have a terrible hypnotic force. When they look at a child, sometimes the child inevitably dies. Symptoms: great black circles under the eyes, fever in the head, vomiting and diarrhea. In these cases the theurgist will make magnetic passes over the whole body of the child, especially on the head and on the face. In this manner, he will imagine with force that he is taking out the harmful fluids, and then he will immediately hurl them in the embers of well-lit charcoal. These passes will be carried out, simultaneously reciting the conjuration of the 7 of the wise King Solomon. In general, thousands of children die in cities due to this illness. When the doctors extend the death certificate, they affirm that the young ones died of an intestinal infection. There would be many children who would be saved in cities if their parents utilized formulas to take care of them, without the parents worrying about the free criticism. The evil eye is prevented by adorning the children with small gold rings placed on their small fingers, or making them use bracelets of legitimate coral. The jet mineral can also be used. Magical circle. The magical circle serves as defense from the attacks of the tenebrous ones. This circle should not be completely closed, since it will be interrupted in its trajectory by the seal of Solomon. The seal is integrated by the 2 antagonistic ternaries, the ternary of light and the ternary of darkness. The first is the internal Christ of every man, the shining dragon of wisdom, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The second is the black dragon of the 3 heads, the psychological eye. And this psychological eye is made up of the 3 traitors which assassinated Hiram Abiff, who, at the same time, this master, was the superior ternary of man, his internal god. The black dragon is triune, he controls the astral, mental, and causal bodies. This is the Medusa whose head is planted with poisonous serpents. Now, every man should decapitate this Medusa with the flaming sword of Perseus. In this manner, then, the disciple who wants to defend himself against the action of black magic should accustom himself to mentally forming the circle. This can be done before surrendering to sleep or each time that it is needed. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 40 The Esoteric Pentagram. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 41 Chapter 11 White Magic and Black Magic. Obsessed and possessed black magicians also know how to obsess their victims with fixed ideas. In this same manner, in the Gospel, numerous cases of obsessed ones are written about. In general, the mediums of spiritualism are obsessed by larvae that demon the lower regions of the astral world, and also by demons. All those cases are cured reciting in front of the ill person the following. Conjuration of the four capit mortem, imperet tibi dominus pervivem et devotum serpent m. Cherub, imperet tibi dominus per adam jacava. Aquila urns, imperet tibi dominus, per elastori. Serpents, imperet tibi dominus tetragrammaton, per angelum et leonem. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Anil. Fluatuter per spiritum Elohim manit in terra per adam jacava. Fiat firmamentum per auveus abioth. Fiat judicium per ignem in virtute Michael. Angel of the blind eyes, obey, or pass away with this holy water. Work winged bull, or revert to the earth, unless thou wilt, that I should pierce thee with this sword. Chained eagle, obey my sign, or fly before this breathing. Writhing serpent, crawl at my feet, or be tortured by the sacred fire, and give way, before the perfumes that I burn in it. Water, return to water. Fire, burn. Air, circulate. Earth, revert to earth. By virtue of the pentagram, which is the morning star, and by the name of the tetragram, which is written in the center of the cross of light, amen. 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 Ritual, the conjuration of the seven of the King Solomon can also be said, the way it is written in our esoteric treatise of Theurgy. One can also burn, in front of the sick person, aloe vera, and rue which shall be burnt on the red-hot coals. The effect will operate the way it has already been explained in the preceding chapter. The pentagon of Solomon will be drawn on the threshold of the door, just as it appears in the following illustration, see page 40. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 42 The superior angle of the star of 5 points will be directed towards the inside, the two opposing angles towards the outside. It is painted with charcoal on the ground. Afterwards the 10 oversones will be ordered in the name of the Christ, by the power of the Christ, by the majesty of the Christ, to abandon the body of the victim. Enmities the black magicians create enmities for persons. The enemies attack and use by the black lodge. And if the disciple does not know how to moderate himself, or restrain himself, or overcome himself, he fails and distances himself from the path. The enemy is controlled, and one dissolves enmities with the following clue: the disciple will lay down on his bed. Relax all the muscles of the body. Fall asleep trying to concentrate oneself on the heart of the enemy. Imagine this heart like a tabernacle that stores infinite love. Mentally deposit in this heart the picture of the disciple himself, a picture filled with love. Then, imagine looking at between the eyebrows of that enemy. Deposit between the two eyebrows, inside the mind of that enemy, the picture, but filled with intense love. In this exercise, it is necessary that the disciple feel a true love for that enemy that hates the disciple. Understand that one does not try to feign love. It is indispensable to be able to feel love for that individual who hates, for the enemy. If, in spite of all of this, This enemy insists on causing harm, then we should work with the Magway, the elemental of the Magway. The student will transport himself to the outskirts of the city, or the town, where he lives. He will search for a Magway in the countryside. With a small stick he will draw a circle on the ground, from right to left, around the Magway. The dimensions of the circle will be of about 8 spans of the hand around the plant. The Magway will be blessed. And one will beg the elemental of this plant to transport itself to wherever the enemy is found whose action one is trying to counteract and to disintegrate his evil thoughts. Then with a knife one cuts a piece of the leaf of the Magway. This portion will be taken in both hands. And with an imperious will, one will order the elemental of the Magway, supreme obedience. And it will be ordered to immediately transport itself beside the enemy, and to stay beside him disintegrating his evil thoughts. At the same time mantrams will be pronounced. Mantrams, the mantrams that are pronounced in the moments of practicing this whole ritual are these, libilinoninislinonin. One gives each letter a bell-like resonance. The result will be surprising. In this manner the mentioned elemental will disintegrate the ill-willed thoughts and the sentiments of hate of the enemy, and then he will become a friend. But the fundamental principle in these exercises is to profoundly and wholeheartedly love. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 43. The disciple can also defend himself from enemies in pressing and grave cases with these other mantrams, Clem K-R-I-S-H-N-A-Y-A, G-O-V-I-N-D-A-Y-A, G-O-P-I-J-A-N-A, V-A-L-L-A-B-H-A-Y-A, S-W-A-H-A. Vices and bad habits. The ten persons often take advantage of the tendency of man towards the vices, to separate him from the path, and cause him enormous damage, with the use of liquors, drugs, and the practice of fornication, etc. Every disciple or master of the White Lodge will abstain from all of this. Regarding liquor, some of them, who are allowed to support taste up to 3 small goblets, or 3 small glasses of beer. If they drink 4, they violate the law. In the theaters the images and acts of black magic abound, since black magic has them under her influence. For example, the spectator contemplates a pornographic scene, or hears words of a double or malevolent sense. Those tenebrous elements of insane diversion hurt the retina, and the ear, and pierce even the mind. Then, the psychological eye of each person intervenes, creating in the mental plane a living effigy absolutely the same as the one which captivated the spectator. This effigy is endowed with conscience, and becomes a true mental demon with which the spectator fornicates, more than a few times, during the hours of sleep, thereby producing, as is natural, wet dreams. The cinemas are worse, because there are more of them and because of the very noxious popularity that the producers of films have impressed on them. The disciples should not go to cinematographic halls. Theaters and cinemas, today, are unfortunately centers that have been converted by their audacity towards perversion into true and unmistakable temples of black magic, with their underhanded or declared practices of black magic, which are noxious to the mental plane of persons. Worse and sharp conclusions or considerations, which are at the same time desolate, can be addressed in relation to nocturnal centers which have caused so much moral evil to the youth of today. The disciples should know how to defend themselves from filthy temptations. There are women who accumulate, without knowing, a great amount of luciferic force. Many times those women are not very lovely, but they are at the service of Lucifer. Then the ingenuous disciple feels irresistibly tempted by them, and they struggle, but finally fall in an atmosphere, and into a fatal action of temptation. Then they fail on the path. These women, with their luciferic force, truly hypnotize and attract the weak. There is, by the way, a sacred clue to defend oneself from these terrible temptations, the Our Father prayed with fervor and meditated upon without hurry and with great willpower. Negative action of culture. The tenebrous owns are terribly intellectual. We have known black magicians brilliant with talent, shining in intellectuality. Those tenebrous owns utilize the intellect of the Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalonwe or 44 esoteric student, as an instrument to separate him from the real path of light. The Luciferic ones, while being extraordinarily intellectual, are perversely fornicating. Many aspects of the official culture of the militant culture reveal the intervention or influence of the tenebrous intellectualizers. The esoteric student will defend himself from all these unwholesome and deviated intellectualisms by listening to the voice of his own heart, like an explorer of the paths of light, like an aspirant of the superior worlds, and listening to the voice of his sentiments and of his own inner divinity, his internal God. False prophets. Every false prophet is fornicating. In this manner, every prophet that advises the ejaculation of the seminal liquor is a false prophet, and he is at the orders of the Black Lodge, and the tenebrous owns by their fruits, ye will know them. Intervention of elementaries. Elementaries often cause harm to persons who become victims of them. There exist various types of elementaries: the Kabbalists, the Phantasmatis, the Incubi, the Suchubi, the Dragons, the Basilisk, the Aspis, the Leos. We recommend the Elemental by Franz Hartmann. The women who spill their seminal liquor engender the Incubi. The male that ejaculates also his seminal liquor engenders the Suchubi. The Incubi are masculine, the Suchubi are feminine. These elementaries incite their progenitors to repeat the act that gave them life. And they live at the expense of the vital body of their progenitors, then they weaken them physically. The Incubi and Suchubi are disintegrated with Asafoetida. One hurls Asafoetida into the red-hot coals. With this perfuming, one cleans the atmosphere of larvae, which are disintegrated. It is advisable to also release sulfur in the shoes. The etheric vapors that rise from sulfur disintegrate these dangerous larvae. The Phantasmatis wander at night and introduce themselves in the beds of the fornicators to fecundate the spilled semen, from which emerge countless larvae of all types. Sulfur and Asafoetida finish off all these larvae. The larva called Dragon invades the bedrooms of prostitutes a lot. It is formed with the seminal liquor, disintegrated with sulfur and Asafoetida. The elementaries make the disciples fall into the abyss of temptation. That is why every disciple should use sulfur and Asafoetida. Black magicians utilize all those larvae to deviate and harm the disciples. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalonwe or 45 Chapter 12 The Lit Forge of Vulcan The Holy Eight. We have already said in the book The Greater Mysteries that man came out of Eden through the door of sex. And it is only through this door that one can penetrate once more into Eden. Eden is sex itself. Max Heindel says that in the heart of the earth there is found the sign of the infinite, the Holy Eight. This is also confirmed by the illuminated Great Master HILARIUX9. Let us be explicit. The sign of the infinite is a key to powers. In it is located, symbolically, the brain, the heart, and the sex of the planetary genie. Now, if we graphically represent the Holy Eight, the two circles that form it are, respectively, sex and the brain. And in the center of this eight, where the two circles unite, the heart is symbolized. The struggle that is brought about in the destiny of man is terrible. Brain against sex. And sex against brain. And what is more frightening? More painful, heart against heart. Those who have loved much understand this. The Holy Eight and the caduceus of Mercury. The Holy Eight represents, from another angle, the two ganglionic cords already mentioned and called in the Orientida and Pingala. Those who, coiled in the spinal medulla, form the caduceus of Mercury. Through one of these cords, we have already said, the fire rises. Through the other, the water rises. The fire of Flageolet and I water of Aquaeonte, which intertwine in the ninth sphere, and from the sign of the infinite. The Holy Eight, and the frontal chakra. The great mastery Alarion 9, Knight of the Holy Grail, Prince of Jerusalem and Guardian of the Temple, has said that tracing the sign of the infinite focused on the frontal chakra, and meditating on the sacred order of Tibet, the esoteric student will leave his body consciously, and project himself into the astral, and at any moment, he makes himself present, after being submitted to numerous tests. He is delivered from mouth to ear the magnificent arcane AZFF plus A equals C, effectively, fire, plus water is equal to conscience. Of course the fire and water, of the ninth sphere, of sex as instrument of sanctification has the power to awaken the conscience of the student in the internal worlds, F plus A equals C. In this way we explain the reason why the two witnesses of the apocalypse concede the power to prophesy. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 46. The forge of Vulcan in the ninth sphere is the lit forge of Vulcan. This forge is sex there to sense Mars, to retemper his sword, and conquer the heart of Venus, Venusian initiation, Hermes, to clean the Augean stables, the stables of the soul, with the sacred fire, and Perseus, to cut the head of Medusa, Satan, the psychological, with the flaming sword. And this head, planted with serpents, the esoteric student has to deliver to Minerva, the goddess of wisdom. Only in the lit forge of Vulcan can one achieve the Venusian initiation. Only in the lit forge of Vulcan can one achieve absolute purification. Only in the lit forge of Vulcan one can decapitate the I, the myself, the Satan, of the sacred Bible. He who wants to enter the sacred city of the nine doors mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita should resolve to descend to the lit forge of Vulcan. Narrow is the door esoteric students abound whom mistakenly affirm that there are numerous paths to arrive at God. But the divine great master Jesus says, narrow is the door, and narrow the path that leads to light, and very few are those who find it. If the esoteric student patiently scrutinizes everything that is in the four Gospels, he will be able to prove to himself that Jesus never said that there are many paths. The adorable Savior of the world only talked about one narrow door, and of one path, narrow and difficult, and that do is sex. And that path is sex. There is another path to arrive to God. Never have they been known. Never, in all of eternity, has any prophet known another door outside of sex, sexual magic, not celibacy. In the lit forge of Vulcan one is able to transmute lead into gold. In it, is born the child of gold of alchemy. This marvelous child is the son of man, the sun king, the sun man. Some esoteric students mistaken, confused, erred, object to these teachings, and affirm that Pythagoras, Zoroaster, Jesus, and other initiates were celibate, and they say that they never had a wife. In all the temples of mysteries there existed sacred vestals. The materialists, the disrespectful, the ill-intentioned, have arbitrarily attempted to call them sacred prostitutes. However, these vestals were true initiated virgins. Esoteric virgins, even though their bodies were no longer physiologically that of virgins. High initiates and the arcane AZF. The initiates of the temple, the Pythagoras, the Zoroasters, the Jesus Christs, and all those ancient initiates, without exception, really practiced the arcane AZF. With the vestals of the temple, they had to descend to the lit forge of Vulcan to cut off the head of Medusa with the flaming sword of Perseus. They had to descend to that lit. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 47 Forge, to clean the stables of the soul, and obtain the incarnation of the verb, in the sacred manger, of the conscience. Only in that lit forge, those great initiates can retemper their arms, and conquer the heart of Venus. The great work of the sun, those who assume the existence of multiple paths, to ascend to God, totally ignore that in the great work of the sun one needs water, and the oil. Half water, half oil. The oil of pure gold that flows through the two olive trees of the temple is the transmuted creative energy. And the two children of oil are born in the sacred lake, in the lake of Genezareth. That sacred lake is the seminal vesicles, where the pure water of life is. He who drinks from that pure water of life will never be thirsty. However, narrow is the door, and narrow is the path, that leads to light. That is why I tell thee, strive, my soul brothers, and enter through the narrow door, narrow and difficult, because, truly I tell thee, many will want to cater and will not be able to. Woe are those dwellers of the earth. Woe are those that do not descend to the lit forge of Vulcan. Woe are those that despise the ninth sphere. Woe are those that reject the pure water of life, and the sacred oil, of the temple. It would have been better for them not to have been born, or they should have hanged a milling stone around their neck, and hurled themselves to the bottom of the ocean. Those are the lost ones, the failed ones of the fifth race. The vestals of the temple had a marvelous priestly preparation. Because of them the verb is always the sun of immaculate conceptions. The verb is always the son of divine virgins. The biggest test the descent to the ninth sphere was, in the ancient mysteries, the maximum test for the acquisition of the supreme dignity of the Hierophant. Buddha, Hermes, Rama, Zoroaster, Krishna, Jesus, Moses had to descend to the ninth sphere, to work with fire and water, origin of worlds, of beasts, of men, of gods. Every authentic white initiation begins there. The ninth sphere is sex. The human being, in his fetal state, remains 9 months in the maternal cloister. Humanity was also in the maternal womb of Re, Ki Baalis, Isis, nature, for 9 ages. Now we can explain why we call sex the region of the ninth sphere. The lit forge of Vulcan is consequently, at the bottom, the ninth sphere. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 48 Chapter 13. The Akash is sound, it is verb. The present work has already reached its end. And it was the intention that one learns to speak the verb of gold. The mission of man is to instruct himself on plucking the lyre of Orpheus. This portentous lyre is the creative larynx. The mission of man is to incarnate the verb. Earth is only a condensation of the verb. Everything comes from ether. And everything returns to ether. And beyond ether is the Akash, the blue spiritual essence, profound and divine, that fills and penetrates all the infinite space. And the ether is only a condensation, in its turn, of the pure Akash. The Purans are right when they affirm that the attribute of Akash is sound. Certainly sound comes from the Logos. And the Akash is the fundamental agent of every theurgic operation. And the Akash is the same Kundalini, it is the anima mundi. And a preoccupation in life should be the awakening of that anima mundi, which is a coiled serpent, that kundalini, through sexual magic. Only in this manner the great verb of gold can be heard. From the Akash comes all the existences. And the Akash vani, is the voice, it is the verb, that originates from the Logos. The verb of the Logos is made concrete in the Akash. The Akash and the TATTWAS, the Vata pranas, are the sonorous waves of the pure Akash. When the Akash condenses into ether, These Vaya pranas are converted into Tejas, fire, Vayu, air, Apa, water, and Prithvi, earth. These are the tattvas, much studied by Ramaprasad. In every flame there is igneous ether, in the air is the gaseous ether, in the water is the liquid ether, in the earth is the petrified ether. These are the tattvas. And in the substratum of all these tattvas are the Vaya pranas, the sonorous waves, the verb, the great word. Before the planetary globe had condensed with its four elements, fire, air, water, and earth, there existed with all of those, their elements, in an etheric state. When the tattvas condense, the etheric elements are converted into physical elements. The Akash really is the condensation of sound. This tattva is the spiritual substance that emanates from the Anupadaka. This term means without parents, that exists by itself. Above Akash is found the radical element of matter. Beyond Anupadaka is Adi, and beyond Adi is the Ein Sof, the super divine atom of man. The mantram in via the creative logos is expressed as the verb, as sound. There exists a language of gold that man should speak. Before man came out, exiled, from the jinn paradises, only the verb of gold, the great universal language, was spoken. That was a perfect logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or 49 grammar. The great hierophants of ancient Egypt, when they wanted to visit the Garden of Delights, they submerged themselves into profound meditation, grasping in their right hand an almond vulgarly known with the name of deer's eye. Then, they pronounce this mantram, and via this mantram is a true invocation, under its influence, the elemental, of said almond answers irresistibly. This vegetable elemental then has the power of placing the body in the jinn state. When the hierophant feels that his body begins to inflate or swell, from the feet up, then he comprehended that his body had acquired the jinn state. He would rise from his bed, filled with faith, and definitely submerge himself in the Garden of Delights, and transport himself to different places on earth. Whoever wants to practice the former, let him during such a process fall asleep, meditating on the elemental, of the almond, the deer's eye. We inform the esoteric student that there is a great master of jinn, whose name is Ogura, who invariably attends the call of those who invoke him, and who helps submerge the physical body within the fourth dimension. Universal verb of the jinn state in the paradises of jinn. The great universal verb of life had been employed. For example, if one attempted to say, "I am here fulfilling my mission, and with great sacrifice," this phrase would be utilized with the following mantrams of the great language of light, Lutanaramasaliamaeodo. And if one attempted to express, "I am here with you for a while longer," in the language of gold, one says, Masaliamurimsidau. This is something of the universal language, which all the inhabitants of Eden speak. And it is the language in which divine humanity expressed itself in times, until the moment when it was expelled from the Garden of Delights. Another example, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, is expressed in this manner, Tiana our Gnostic sanctuaries, in the language of gold, are denominated Lumiciglesticko logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or 50. On the other hand, all those who traverse the fourth path, the world of the mind, should be on the lookout for the password, which will allow them to enter the temples of the mental plane. This word is ADACRIPTO. The cardinal numbers 1, 2, 3 are expressed, Ebba, Dobba, Dusna. And in those three principles of the shining dragon of wisdom is based all the exercise of theurgy. A modest action in this book, the clue of all the powers, and the key of all the kingdoms has been delivered. It has been demonstrated that the Akash is sound. that the Kundalini is Akash, that the Kundalini is sound, that awakening the Kundalini one speaks the verb of gold, because the Kundalini is the concretion of the verb, in each human being, that the Kundalini is sexual, that only through sexual magic one can awaken the Kundalini, to converse in the language of light. In this sacred language a modest action is expressed in this manner, G-O-L-E-G-O-L-E-T-E-R-O-L then. The Azotara's disciples should abstain from all immodest action, and should only work with the arcane AZF sexual magic, in the home, with their wife, priestess, and those who practice the arcane AZF, with different women violate the law, they are immodest, they are adulterers. It is better to be humble, pure, chaste, simple. It is of more worth, on the other hand, to love our worst enemies, to kiss the feet of those who hate us, to kiss the hand that hits us, to caress the whip that hurts our flesh. It is more elevated to love those who hate us, yes, because they do not comprehend us, and to love more those who do not love us and to return good for evil. And to give up to our last drop of blood for poor suffering humanity. And it is better to learn the language of light, which is also suggested in this book, and the language of power, which are the mantras, which are also expounded upon. If man is not capable of learning the divine musical expression of the light, his language is not less apt for vituperations, and it descends to abysses of evil. Let us mention some elusive quotations, Master. Christ. 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 51, Master of Masters, there is only one, the Christ, perfect multiple unity. However, every person who incarnates him is a true master. Words of Love 2. For in many things we offend all. If anyone offend not in word, the essay, and he is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. The words of the student should be filled with infinite love, with infinite sweetness, with infinite harmony, and infinite peace. Because arithmetic words, although they are not vulgar, are also offensive and destructive. Every word heavy with anger, and every ironic word is a murderous dagger that hurts the conscience of fellow men in the world of the mind. To govern the tongue 3. Behold, we put bits into the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Those who attempt the elevation of themselves and who, at least, desire to learn to leave their body consciously in the astral body, who covet the acquisition of the capacity to travel in the mental body, who decide to learn to consciously move in the world of the pure spirit, should govern their tongue. One's own internal Satan glorifies himself for. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. 5. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. All who say, I am a great master, I am a great initiate, I possess great powers, I am the reincarnation of the genie. Such and such a hero, even when he really is one, should know that he is a prince of this world. His Satan is the one that glorifies himself about all these things. Really no one has anything to be proud about or to be vain about, because as men, down here we are miserable sinners, splinters, dust of the earth, and up there in the heavens, one is only a super divine atom of the absolute and abstract space. The tongue of the fornicator 6. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Brother disciples, Azotaris brothers, the tongue is a fire, the world of evil. The Aztecs have in the temple of Chapultepec, which is in the Jin state, a sculpture that represents Donatayu, with his triangular fire, and the phallus in erection. Well, in this effigy the intimate relationships are perceived that exist between the verb and sexual magic. When the man is fornicating, his tongue speaks evil. Defamation, murmurings, calumny are born out of a sinful tongue. No one has the right to judge anyone. No one has the logos, mantram, theurgy, samalon way or 52 right to condemn anyone. No one has the right to condemn anyone. And no one is worth more than anyone else. To dominate nature 7. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. Effectively, man can dominate, govern nature with a verb, with a word. For example, poisonous serpents are driven away with the mantrams, osiosoaasi. Furious dogs are frightened away with the mantrams, sua. Also with the mantram, pa. Donkeys with the vowel o. By repeating the word chin several times, we summon the pigs. In times of drought in the Sierra Nevada of Santa Maria, Colombia, the Arawak Indians meet in groups, imitating the singing of the frogs, and then the rain falls that they need for agriculture. The tongue blesses, and curses 8. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. 10. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. 11. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. The brothers of the path should know that no fountain can make both salty and sweet water simultaneously. One cannot be traversing the path and speaking 5 and bitter words at the same time. One cannot say ineffable words and perverse things simultaneously. Every aggressive word hurls the Gnostic student out of the real path. The mediocre man criticizes other men. The superior man criticizes himself. Demonstrate wisdom 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Those who become fatuously proud of their wisdom, those who praise themselves, are like the idiot, who, on top of a solitary tower, begins to scream and praise himself. Those who are really wise, instead of criticizing their fellowman, let them show by good conversation their deeds, and with humility and meekness, their wisdom. Logos, mantram, theurgy samalon way or 53 diabolic wisdom 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lean not against the truth. 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual and devilish. 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion, and every evil work. Envy converts the disciple into a Judas. Generally, the envious one feels more wise than his master, and gets to the point of selling his master for 30 coins, 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. 18. And the fruit of righteousness sown in peace of them that make peace. Chapter 3, Universal Epistle of James, verses 1-18. Word of perfection. The perfect male speaks words of perfection. The Gnostic student who wishes to continue on the path should get accustomed to controlling his language. He should be charitable with the pious handling of the word. For example, he who criticizes others' religion, or another school, or another sect is not charitable with a word. Really, he becomes cruel and merciless. It is not what goes into the mouth that harms man, but what comes out. The mouth supplies injury, intrigue, defamation, calumny, hate, all of which harms man. All the religions are like precious pearls strung on the golden thread of the divinity. But avoid all types of fanaticism, because with it we cause great harm to man, our fellow man. Not only does one hurt others with coarse words, or with refined or artistic ironies, but also with the tone of voice, with an arrhythmic, disharmonious accent. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 54 Final Word. We have concluded this book. And we hope that whoever reads it, not only as Aterist students, resolve to enter through the narrow, straight and difficult door that leads to light, that door is sex. Let the Gnostic student remember all the concepts of this book. That the Akash is sexual. That the Kundalini is precisely the same Akash. That Akash is the goddess Kundalini, the mother goddess of the world. Really, the blessed and adorable mother of the world is the sacred serpent of the Kundalini. That adorable serpent is enclosed in the Muladhara chakra. This chakra is located at the base of the spinal medulla. This magnetic center is sexual as evidenced by the place where it is located. It is astonishing to know that the Muladhara chakra is located between the source of the genital organs and the anus. This chakra is exactly below the khanda and in that place where Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna are found. All this data indicates the sexuality of the Akash. He who wants to speak the verb of light needs to awaken the Kundalini, because this is exactly and undoubtedly the concretion, or better said, the basic element of sound. The Muladhara chakra is located, as Sivananda says, 2 fingers above the anus and approximately 2 fingers below the genitals, 4 fingers wide. It is the space where the Muladhara chakra is located. When the Kundalini awakens, it enters the spinal medulla, and it unfolds along the length of the medullar canal. Then, it puts into activity all the 7 chakras of the spinal medulla. In this way, power is obtained to act over earthquakes, the waters, fire, and air. When the Kundalini reaches the larynx, one acquires the capacity to speak in the language of the light. When the Kundalini reaches the height of between eyebrows, one acquires clairvoyance, the subject becomes clairvoyant. When it ascends to the pineal gland, one obtains polyvision and intuition. When the sacred serpent of the pure Akash reaches the magnetic field of the root of the nose, where the atom of the Father is, one receives the first initiation of the greater mysteries of the Great White Lodge. Now then, all the work with the serpent belongs to Logos, Mantram, Theurgy. Because of these words, one cannot disentangle the word from that which is sexuality. Both words and sex are found intimately related with absolute certainty, as has been demonstrated, in the exact place where the Muladhara chakra is found, the sacred seat of the pure Akash, or serpent called Kundalini. The blessed mother goddess of the world has, in man, the shape of the serpent. The soul of the world, the anima mundi of Plato, is enclosed in the Muladhara chakra, and one should make the effort to raise it through the central medullar canal, to speak with the great verb of light. Logos, Mantram, Theurgy Samalon Way or 55. On ending this book, we sincerely wish that many disciples, who until now have not done anything but theorize, find the clue, that is, the clue that allows them to open the arc of science. With profound pain we have seen many brothers, thirsty for light, search in all the libraries, scrutinize, read immense volumes, without finding the clue to initiation. We have tried to be, in this book, essentially practical. That is why we have given the clue so that all the thirsting ones can quench their thirst. We have provided the bread of wisdom, so that all who are hungry can easily nourish themselves with this bread. The important thing is that the brothers study Logos, Mantram, Theurgy, with every caution, in an orderly manner, and with fervor, from the first to the last page. And it is indispensable that all the exercises that are here translated and revealed are practiced with utmost patience. Set aside all gestures of impatience. Better have faith, have love, have hope, and practice charity. All of us need to raise the Son of Man within our very selves. May the most profound peace be with this poor suffering humanity. Inverential peace. Toluca, Mexico, March 7, 1959. Samuel A. UNWEOR.